Liability Insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I tell you, everything out there is Golden Knights oriented. We got the players going to clubs all over town. We've got players doing personal appearances and signing autographs. I mean, it's really kind of cool in the aftermath of the Stanley Cup championship, although I have not seen the cup up close and personal yet. I imagine I will. But now even the RJ, I guess, is getting into the act. Gentlemen, Jim, you've been following this story. What's going on?
Well, they're putting together some bundles here. And these bundles include five separate newspapers. And what the RJ is doing is they're going to be selling a commemorative Golden Knights newspaper bundle featuring all the highlights from all these different newspapers and on to the Stanley Cup win. And that's going to be on Thursday. And they're going to sell these bundles for $9.99, $10. The bundles are going to be sold at a kiosk at the Review Journal building. And if you don't know where that is, it's at 1111, or if you prefer, 1111 West Bonanza Road, from 7:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, while supplies last, this coming Thursday. Now, for $3 less than the bundle's price on the online store, if you go actually to the RJ on Bonanza. How do you like that? I mean, they are really, trying to you know, capitalize on this, I guess, wouldn't you say?
Well, and is it a charitable thing? Are the proceeds going to charity, or is it going to the RJ?
No, I think it's going to the RJ, but I think what they want to do is give people something to hold on to, you know, throw it in your closet or whatever, and 10 years from now you can say, see, I still have this. I remember, you remember the 1999-2000 turnover, and everybody was worried about, you know, the computers were just going to shut off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember all that? And I saved an article from the USA Today from January 1st, 2000, and I kept it in my closet for probably a dozen years.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where it is now, but that's the kind of thing that some people do, and I think the RJ wants to capitalize on that. So if you go down there, you'll save a little bit. If you actually go to their building on Bonanza from 7:30 until 2 on this coming Thursday, otherwise you can get a bundle of 5 newspapers for about $10.
That's incredible. In fact, I think the deal you were talking about was the Y2K. Is that what?
Yeah, it was the Y2K thing.
Yeah, and anybody that still has something from that would be accused of hoarding.
And
my guess is 10 years from now, if you go down there and you buy that thing and you got it in your basement or you got it in your garage, people are going to accuse you of hoarding, pal.
Well, and maybe that's why I threw it away, because eventually I did, but I saved that because I thought it was cool, and, you know, you only change centuries, you know, once in a lifetime.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Coming up. Oh, my gosh.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Millions of Americans are traveling, and not just for the July 4th holiday. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The AAA says it looks like travel this summer will be one for the record books. Air travel is seeing a big increase, even with those higher ticket prices. The best advice? Don't check luggage. You'll save time and money, says the AAA. Travel with a carry-on bag. The number of Americans traveling by car is expected to set a new record over this July 4th holiday travel period. Gas prices are down. It's $3.53 a gallon today. A year ago, it was $4.81. Today, road traffic isn't expected to be too bad. The worst time tomorrow, July 4th, will be between noon and 3 p.m. I'm Rita Foley.
An international center has opened in The Hague to help hold the Russian government accountable for its aggression in Ukraine.
The International Center for the Prosecution of the Crime of Aggression against Ukraine has opened at the headquarters of the European Union's Judicial Cooperation Agency, known as Eurojust. The move is the latest step in concerted worldwide efforts to hold the Russian leadership criminally responsible for its war against Ukraine. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin called the opening of the center a historic moment.
When the civilized world not only voices, but also shows by concrete actions that accountability is what matters the most.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Police are searching for suspects who opened fire during a holiday weekend block party in Baltimore that killed 2 people and wounded 28 others. The circumstances leading up to the shooting remain under investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the NASDAQ rose 28, the S&P 500 index rose 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. One call to Careful Accounting at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175 now.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. If you're a DirecTV subscriber, you might have noticed Channel 8 has gone dark. Again, for at least the third time in the last 8 years, the local channel has been removed because its parent company, Nexstar, could not reach a deal with DirecTV, which also removed the Nexstar-owned cable news channel, News Nation. Triple-digit heat finally arrived in Las Vegas. It was 135 on Friday afternoon when the Southern Nevada area finally reached 100 degrees for the first time at the airport. Before Friday, it had been 293 days since Las Vegas felt 100-degree temperatures. That's the longest stretch in the valley's weather history. Friday's high hit 103. Temperatures hit 110 for the first time yesterday afternoon, just before 3 o'clock. That tied the record from 1955, with the shortest time between the first 100 and 110-degree day in the valley, just 2 days. An excessive heat warning remains in effect until 8 o'clock tonight, so stay hydrated. Try to stay out of the heat, and if you can, wear light-colored clothing as a way to combat that. It's 110 right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Well, watch for accidents right now. Bonanza at Eastern, Audrey and Harmon, Russell at McLeod. Watch for fire crews. Las Vegas Boulevard at Washington, and a little bit of congestion right now on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Gibson. Now stay tuned for the best of Live and Local with Kevin Wall.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely, we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely, we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act, to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So many of us are concerned about what's happening in America. We know that George Soros is out there fundamentally trying to change our country. Now a new book takes that whole thing on. Cully Stimson and Zach Smith have written a new book from the Heritage Foundation. It's called rogue prosecutors, how radical Soros lawyers are destroying America's communities. And Zach Smith joins us. Zach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing okay. Thanks so much for having me on, Kevin.
Congratulations on the new book. It is just out. Am I right? It's just out today?
Thank you. Yes, it is. You can get it on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble. And it's called, as you mentioned, Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities.
So what you and your co-writer have done is essentially investigate the, I guess they're calling it the progressive prosecutor movement. How did you go about it? You seem to break it down into, what, eight different cities?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, look, we take issue with this whole idea of them calling it the progressive prosecutor movement. You know, being progressive typically means you're improving something, you're trying to make things better, and that's not what these lawyers are doing, these local elected district attorneys. They're refusing to prosecute entire categories of crimes. They're refusing to seek bail. They're seeking to reduce sentences, even of violent repeat offenders. And the consequences for their communities have been absolutely disastrous. That's why we call these individuals rogue prosecutors. And you're right. What we did, we highlighted eight of the worst offenders in cities around the country, places like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, St. Louis, Baltimore, New York, and other cities too. And then we talked about the background. This is a Marxist-based movement. It finds its roots in the prison abolition movement. Yes, there actually is a movement that believes we should abolish all prisons. This is just a more palatable flavor of that movement. And then we did a deep dive on the money, who's funding it, how they're funding it. And then most importantly, in our last chapter, we talk about the way forward, how to push back against these radical individuals and their terrible policies.
How did this rogue prosecutor idea begin? Was it something that Soros came up with himself? Was it something that the left has been courting for years, and they're just now getting around to it? Tell me how it happened.
Well, for a full picture, I'll put a plug for the book. Buy the book. We have an in-depth chapter talking about this. But yeah, basically, a couple of people had this idea, and it's a very clever, very sinister idea in some ways. They figured out it doesn't matter what kind of laws we have on the book. It doesn't matter what kind of judges are on the bench. If a prosecutor refuses to enforce a law, refuses to prosecute people, they can essentially nullify the law. And for basically a bargain basement price, Soros and others worked to elect radical district attorneys who would essentially override the will of the people that will was expressed in legislation and laws. And they said, we're not going to prosecute petty theft. We're not going to prosecute simple possession. We're going to seek not to hold anyone, even those accused of violent crimes, without bond, pending trial. And again, the consequences have been disastrous. And unfortunately, in each of the eight chapters on these rogue district attorneys in these various cities, we start with tragedies that would not have happened but for the policies of these prosecutors.
Zach Smith, the co-author of the brand-new book, Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities. In almost every example that you cite, these were duly elected prosecutors by the people of their communities. And I'm curious, how did so many people get fooled into voting for these people?
Well, when many of these prosecutors first ran, especially 4, 5, 6 years ago, they were using pretty bland language, poll-tested language that sounded pretty good, stuff that you or I or any reasonable person would agree with. They were saying things like, we want a fair criminal justice system. We want to make sure that no one is incarcerated longer than they need to be. We want to make sure that no one is being discriminated against when they're either arrested or prosecuted. Those are all common sense ideas, non-controversial ideas. But what happened when these individuals got into office, they essentially did a bait and switch, and it quickly became apparent that what they meant by these phrases was something radically different and radically more dangerous than what you or I or anyone else who heard those phrases would have understood them to mean.
Now, are there stories in your book about people, kind of what we call the personal story thing of how this has impacted individuals?
It is. You know, what Colleen and I tried to do with this book is we spent a lot of time on it. Did a lot of in-depth research. There's over 1,000 footnotes at the back of the book to source our stories and our material. But we tried to write it more like a true crime novel. And so while we do talk about the background, the funding, and have each of these 8 chapters, really in each of those 8 chapters, it reads more like, you know, unfortunately, a true crime story, a true crime novel. You would read, except these are true stories, because we talk about the personal stories, we talk about the policies, how, you know, that individual was released back on the street at that point to, you know, unfortunately kill someone's loved one, unfortunately shoot someone, or commit a number of other atrocities, and kind of catalog everything that led up to that point, including the decisions of these rogue prosecutors to either not prosecute the individual, not to hold them, you know, pending trial, or to even in some circumstances seek to release them early from previous violent crimes they had been convicted of.
How much money are we talking about here? I mean, what does it take to buy a prosecutor's office?
Well, that's what's so clever and so craven about this, Kevin, is that, you know, traditionally, local elected district attorney races have been low-profile affairs. Oftentimes, they are uncontested races. And in many of these races, if you raise $40,000 or $50,000, that's a huge sum of money. And so what George Soros figured out is he could donate 6 figures in some of these races, or in bigger cities, he would donate $1 million+, which sounds like a lot in a political race, but it's really an astronomical sum for many of these district attorneys races. And so all of a sudden you had this infusion of cash coming in. It allowed these candidates he backed to air ads on television, send mailers out, really take unprecedented campaign steps in these types of elections. And by flooding the airwaves, flooding the race with that type of money, he essentially was able to push his preferred candidate over the line, who then, of course, would enact these radical policies.
And we've also seen in the aftermath, we've seen recall efforts. How have they gone?
It's been a mixed bag. You know, in some cities, they have had limited success with the recall efforts. In others, like San Francisco, the recall was successful. We have an entire chapter in our book on Chase Abudi. He's the son of Weather Underground members who, frankly, bought into much of that radical Marxist ideology. But his policies were so bad, so detrimental, so radical, that even the citizens of San Francisco said this is too far and kicked him out of office. Now, of course, he's been rewarded. He's become a faculty member at Berkeley Law School now, where he's going to continue to push many of his radical ideologies. But at least the citizens of San Francisco in this instance had the good sense to recall and remove him from office.
So what do we going forward need to do to make sure this doesn't happen again? Or is it going to be happening again in this next election cycle?
Well, it's already happening again. Coley and I, we have an article up on Fox News this past week where we talk about what's happening in Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. There's Soros-backed career public defender who won the Democratic primary. Looks like that individual has a very good chance of winning the general election. And so we're going to continue to see this type of effort around the country. But one of the most important things I think we do in our book is the last chapter. We call it The Way Forward. It talks about how to recognize if someone is running on this Soros-backed platform, and more importantly, what to do, how to push back against it, how to communicate with officials and all of our communities that this type of soft-on-crime, dangerous policymaking will not be tolerated.
So so the book is coming out today. Did you have much of a pre-sale, or did you have any pre-sale at all?
We did. We had a pre-sale period. In fact, Coley and I, we are at the National Sheriff's Association annual meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan today, where we've had a lot of good opportunities to talk with the men and women in law enforcement who, frankly, have to bear a lot of the consequences of these district attorneys' decisions not to prosecute crimes. You know, it's very frustrating for law enforcement when they go out and make arrests, and then they see that same individual almost immediately back out on the street, and that individual is now emboldened because they know there won't be consequences for their actions. And so it's been a good effort here. We appreciate the Sheriff's Association having us out. But, you know, if anyone's interested in learning more, they can get our book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And again, it's called Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities.
In our final minute, Zach, are you convinced this can be turned around in one election cycle?
I am convinced we're starting to make headway. I don't know if it'll be one election cycle. It may take several election cycles, hopefully. We have seen some success, again, in San Francisco and St. Louis and Chicago. The local DA there has announced she is not going to run for re-election. All of that is good news. But look, there's a lot of money, a lot of effort that's been invested in this radical effort by those on the left. And so I suspect once they see that pushback is coming, they will also ramp up their efforts. So it's important to remain vigilant, and it's important for everyone to demand accountability and safety for their communities, wherever that may be.
One more time, how can folks pick up on Rogue Prosecutors?
Yeah, you can get it at Amazon.com, or you can go to BarnesandNoble.com. You can also go to the Heritage Foundation. And again, it's Rogue Prosecutors, our radical Soros lawyers are destroying America's communities.
Zach, thanks so much. Really appreciate you joining us. Best of luck with the book, and we'll talk again down the road.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on. Really
there you go. Zach Smith from the Heritage Foundation, co-author of the book Rogue Prosecutors, How Radical Soros Lawyers Are Destroying America's Communities. And this is important stuff, and it's going on right under... No, that's what's so amazing about this. All of these prosecutors got into office right under our nose. They did. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations.